flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck,
hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Hello, everybody. Did tell you why I'm in a good mood. I'll tell you in a second. Today is a football Friday, although there is no football this weekend. Well, I take that back. There's the Pro Bowl games this weekend, which is why Crowder's going to be a little late to today's show. You know, he did yesterday's show from Orlando. He's at the site of the Pro Bowl games, and they're doing some interviews today. He's running about an hour late, so he will join us later on this afternoon. There is football this weekend, but not meaningful football. We've got to wait one more week for that. Tyler Herro's an all-star. That's exciting news. The reason that I'm in a good mood, I've been telling you this entire week, I play Ryan from Funky Buddha in Wordle, Dordle, Quartle, and Octordle. This week, we're playing for $100. And so there's 20 games, you know, 4 each day. He had a 6-game lead on me yesterday. So it was almost insurmountable. And I just won my 5th game in a row. I've got to win one more to even it up. But Ryan from Funky Buddha, and really, maybe he should do a new flavor of beer called Salty Tears or Whiny Excuse. Maybe a wine called Whiny Excuses. Yeah. he's now claiming somehow my Dortel victory today was tainted because he had different words than I had. Long story. Bottom line is, he submitted his Dortel score. I submitted my Dortel score. No one in our back and forth has ever won five in a row. I'm the Cavs coming back against Golden State, and he is reeling right now, and I am on a high.
He also sent you a nice gift, too. A little premature, maybe.
Broom. It wasn't really a nice gift. It was a broom, and I immediately threw it down the trash chute.
Ooh.
I'll tell you another reason that I'm in a good mood. There's a little bit of scuttlebutt that the Heat, well, I shouldn't say the Heat, but the Pelicans are interested in Jimmy Butler.
Ooh.
So if the Pelicans are interested in Jimmy Butler, my guess is somehow Zion Williamson would somehow end up on the Heat. That excites me. I know it doesn't excite a lot of people. That would excite me. I think that was from Mark Stein earlier today. Let me see the, there was a push notification. Yeah, from Mark Stein. New Orleans Pelicans have emerged as a new team interested in Jimmy Butler, per the Stein line. So that intrigues me.
As a fan of both teams, I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I know. I know you love the Pelicans. You have to be wildly disappointed in the Zion Williamson era.
Yeah, and the fans have really turned. My mom calls me up, Big Lynn, and tells me how we just need to trade Zion. So it seems
I would imagine if I was a Pelicans fan and he came in with all that fanfare and he just can't seem to get out on the court, I'd want to get rid of him as well, especially with how good Ja Morant is. So you go, could have had him, ended up with Zion. So I think they would love someone like Jimmy Butler in New Orleans. I don't know if he makes any difference there, but I would love to have Zion Williamson here. I believe if there is a second life, a second act for him in the NBA, it would come at the hands of the Miami Heat. I don't see another scenario where he would have, you know, his NBA career match what the expectations were, unless it's with a team like the Miami Heat. So anyway, today on the show, we're going to talk Super Bowl. We really got to start getting into it. We're going to keep an eye on the Jimmy Butler situation, obviously. John Michaels is going to join us from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He's a longtime South Florida guy. He's got a lot of opinions on the Jimmy Butler situation as well. And Lee Sterling is going to join us today because he's already working on prop bets for Super Bowl Sunday. Always one of my favorites. I put in a couple already. I'll tell you later in the show, but I already put in a couple of Super Bowl bets because I thought maybe the line would shift as the week goes on next week. And today is January 31st. Tomorrow, I see Jimmy's rubbing his hands together. He knows what's coming. Tomorrow is February 1st. Well, February 1st on this show is a holiday because it's Solana's February segment. And we mark every February 1st with the Solana bit, but we're not going to be on the air tomorrow, obviously. We're not going to be on the air Sunday, obviously. So our first day back would be February 3rd. But that's the start of Super Bowl week as well, so I don't think it would be right to bury February on Monday, February 3rd, although I might still play it because Solana will be back. But today we will play the February segment as an entree into the month of February. So we're going to do that today as well. This is going to be a loaded potato on this Football Friday that's kind of a pseudo Football Friday. Here are the big storylines from Yahoo Sports going into the Super Bowl. Everyone needs to start to focus in right now. Here's storylines that they're looking at. Number one, the quest for three in a row. There have been 58 Super Bowls to date. No team has ever won three of them in a row. The Chiefs have a shot to be the first in NFL history to do that. Be aware, you'll hear no NFL team has ever won three championships in a row. That's untrue. The Packers did it twice in the 20s and 30s when there was no playoffs and the record determined a champion. Green Bay did it again in 65, 66, 67, with the latter two titles being the first two Super Bowls. But no team has ever won three straight Super Bowls. That's storyline number one. Number two, the greatness of Saquon Barkley. Barkley has been unbelievable all season. He escaped the misery that is the Giants franchise in his first season with the Eagles, and he turned in one of the greatest seasons a running back has ever had. Barkley went over 2,000 yards in the regular season, sat week 18 with a shot to break the single-season rushing record. That looks smart now since the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. But he is a storyline. Storyline number three, according to Yahoo Sports, and I dig this, Tom Brady in the booth. When 130 million or so people turn a game on their televisions, the broadcast itself is a story, especially when it includes Tom Brady, Fox's $375 million announcer. Brady is in his first season as Fox's number one color commentator, and reviews of his work have been mostly mixed at best. No player appeared in more Super Bowls than Brady, who was in 10 of them. We were talking about that yesterday. Playing quarterback was in his comfort zone, though. We'll see how he deals with the pressure of being on the call for the biggest game of the year. Storyline number four, and this will resonate a little bit with Dolphins fans. Vic Fangio goes for a ring. Fangio has spent 24 seasons as either a defensive coordinator or head coach and is widely considered one of the greatest defensive minds in the sport. His coaching career started as a high school assistant in 1979. He has never won a Super Bowl. Fangio earned this trip to the big game. The Eagles' defense has been tremendous all season, finishing in yards allowed and second in points allowed. Fangio will get plenty of attention for his tremendous career before the Super Bowl kicks off. Another storyline, according to Yahoo Sports, complaints about officiating. It's impossible to watch Chiefs games anymore without having to hear about officiating. Much of the NFL viewing public believes officials are favoring Kansas City and wait for the first 50-50 call to go the Chiefs' way to unload on social media. When you bring in an audience like the Super Bowl, it's going to get even louder. There will be plenty of conversation over the next 2 weeks about officiating, doubters bringing up Chiefs derangement syndrome, the term for those who believe the Chiefs dynasty is being propped up by biased officials. The conversation isn't going away. By the way, I think it's a ridiculous conversation. I don't see why the league would have a vested interest in Kansas City winning over Philadelphia. I would imagine Philadelphia is probably a better storyline for the league. It's certainly a bigger media market than Kansas City. Another storyline from Yahoo Sports, Jalen Hurts, odd journey. Hurts was almost an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP two seasons ago. He won neither, but was a budding star. He hasn't been bad by any means this season, but he also hasn't been a prolific passer on a team that plays a decidedly old school game of running the ball and relying on defense. Hurts hasn't been bad at all, but it will be strange in the quarterback-centric world of NFL analysis to realize that Hurts is far from the reason his team is in a Super Bowl. Another storyline, the NFL's new villains. When teams win too much, fans start to hate them. Happened to the New England Patriots a decade ago. It's happening to the Chiefs now. The Chiefs' only crime is they keep winning. But that has been enough to turn NFL fans against them. Their dynasty started off as a fun, feel-good story between the likable Andy Reid finally winning a Super Bowl and a dynamic new quarterback star in Patrick Mahomes. That's long gone, replaced by feelings of jealousy and bitterness among fans of any of the other 31 teams. This is all you need to know. The Chiefs will turn the team from Philadelphia into the plucky underdog everyone is rooting for by Super Bowl Sunday. Are you rooting for either team, Dan?
Absolutely. Cheering for Kansas City.
Which team?
Cheering
Kansas
for
City?
Kansas City, yeah. I like Patrick Mahomes. I like Travis Kelce. Like Andy Reid. I've always liked the Kansas City Chiefs. For me, they're a fun team to watch. They're cool. They're enjoyable. They do things the right way. I like them a lot. Philadelphia, I have nothing against them, but I'm not a big Philly lover. I like Saquon Barkley. I like what he's doing, but I'm just more of a Kansas City fan, and I don't believe in all that being successful, hating people. You hate who you hate. You love who you love, and that's just kind of the way I am.
Jimmy, you rooting for one of the teams?
I'm rooting for Philly.
You are rooting for Philly. Are you because you're tired of KC?
Yes, I'm tired of KC.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. I'm a little bit torn. I happen to love Kansas City. I don't have KC fatigue like some people do. I've called him Michael Jordan several times on the show this week. But Patrick Mahomes, like, how do you get tired of watching him? This might be the final season that you get to see him and Travis Kelce out there together. And that's one of the most prolific combos of all time. I like Andy Reid. I root for him. But my wife is from Philadelphia. Mm. And so obviously she has a vested interest. All her family is still up there. And our house watching the game, just me and her, by the way, I'm not doing a Super Bowl party. I'm not going to any friend's house, not inviting anybody over. She and I will be watching the game. She will be rooting hard for Philadelphia. So by osmosis, I'll root for them, but my money's going to be on KC. I've made it very clear. I am betting Kansas City. I just think they are champions. And until they're not champions or prove to me that they're not going to be champions, I am riding the Kansas City train. But I do think that there is a lot of Kansas City fatigue. I do think most of the country. And I'm with you. I like Saquon Barkley a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for him. Trying to see what the line is right now on the Hard Rock.
Don't get too nervous the first three quarters of the Super Bowl if you put money on Kansas City. Just hold tight.
You're going to win a close game. It's 1.5 right now.
The Super Bowl's always close now. It's not like back in the 80s when teams used to blow teams out by 40 points. Now there's so much pressure and teams are so good and so evenly matched that it's almost every Super Bowl, except for that one Peyton Manning got blown out in by the Seahawks. They're close.
It's Chiefs minus 1.5. Total on the game is 49. Mm. Anyway, we will talk some Super Bowl today and most of next week. And again, we keep an eye on Jimmy Butler and all the Heat media outlets just to make sure we don't miss anything that might be percolating. Today's the final day. We're giving you a chance to win that pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen, Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, Gavin Adcock at Hard Rock Stadium in July. If you want to enter the contest, it's a text contest, text the word July to 20357. That's 20357. Text the word July right now to 20357. You are entered in the contest. You can get more info at WQAM.com. Like I say, it's a text contest, so message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Want to get in on the contest to win a great pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen, Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, and more. Text the word July to 20357. Dan Day is in for Solana today. Let's get headlines with Dan, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Are there any prop bets for which team will have a player arrested first in Storyville of New Orleans?
There probably are, to be quite honest. I don't think the Hard Rock has them, but certainly if I look hard enough on the other, on the wackier sites, yes, I believe there are.
After interviewing for the defensive coordinator position with the Dolphins the past two seasons, former Dolphins linebacker coach Anthony Campanile will be the defensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He was in, Hard Knocks.
Yeah, he was funny.
He was like a breakout star,
He's cool. Cam Ward has signed a new deal with New Era. The sports apparel company has released a collection with the former Miami quarterback in preparation for the 2025 NFL Scouting Combine.
I did not know that. Good for him.
So he's
got money.
So he's definitely going to go to the Combine now, I'm guessing, since he signed a deal for that Combine with New Era.
Just be walking around in his new era merch.
People buy merch like you win the NFC or AFC championship, but like you don't maybe not win the Super Bowl. But does anybody buy merch for the NFL Combine, Scouting Combine?
I don't know.
Dude, somebody up.
Thank you, Jimmy the Donk, one of our best listeners and Photoshoppers. He has created a Funky Buddha bottle with salty tears on it being held by me and Crowder.
So you're one win away.
Well, I'm one win away from tying it. Oh. I'm one win away from it ending in a tie after I was down six games. The only way for me to not owe the $100 was to rattle off 6 wins in a row, and I am 5 wins there.
I don't think I've ever completed a Wordle or Quirtle or Spurtle or anything like that. I've tried.
Man, when you got money on it, like, and pride, and now Ryan, like, Ryan's like, oh, you did the wrong words. You did the wrong puzzle. He submitted his score. I submitted mine. It was another winner.
We'll litigate later. Xavier Restrepo is said to be having a strong...
Well, you're kind of torn because you work on this show, but you also do trivia Monday nights at Funky Buddha.
Yeah, I don't want to show up on Monday night and they'll be like, sorry, you know, because, man, I got to get that maple bacon coffee porter from Mike, the bartender, say, and all that stuff.
They'll say, like, hey, grab a bottle of Salty Tears and hit the bricks.
Here's your parting gift, a six-pack of Salty Tears. Thanks. So, yeah, both you guys, man, you're doing a great job. Xavier Restrepo, you know, may the best man win. You're both great.
Sure. Appreciate it.
Xavier Restrepo is said to be having strong practices at the Senior Bowl, which is actually going to be played tomorrow at 2:30 in Mobile, Alabama.
All right. Very good. Rhonda Gadsden's son will be there.
Yeah. Tyler Hero has been named to the NBA All-Stars Eastern Conference Reserves. All-Star Weekend is February 14th through the 16th in San Francisco.
Yeah, very cool. Very excited for Tyler. There was some video of him on social media watching TNT last night, and then they made the announcement. Very cool for Tyler. He's very deserving of it.
The Panthers have back-to-back games. Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow at 1, then the New York Islanders come to town Sunday at 6.
Yeah, going to be a super fun weekend in Sunrise if you're a hockey fan. Because anytime the New York teams are in town, it's always something. And Connor Bedard tomorrow with the Blackhawks and the Panthers looked great earlier this week. Should be a really fun weekend at the Amerant Bank Arena.
And I'm going to miss this one, but I'm sure a lot of people are excited. The Miami Marathon will be run in the early hours of Sunday. They're expecting 18,000 participants.
Oh, wow. Have you ever run a marathon?
Yeah, we did it. Well, I did it one time as a joke, as a gag for a radio station.
And you completed it?
Completed 6 hours, yeah. Painful.
That's so wild. Do you know how long people train to be able to complete a marathon and you did it as a goof?
It's a goof, yeah, because I always see people training.
I remember it now that I asked that. It was a radio bit. It was in New Orleans, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Louisiana Marathon. Yeah. I got video on YouTube. If anybody would like, just put Dan Day Marathon or something like that. And it's a whole promo package that they put together. And,
You didn't train for it at
zero.
All?
Zero. I mean, I work out normally, but I don't run or, you know, jog or anything like that. No, I just got out there. And started running.
That is wild to me. Jimmy, you ever finish a marathon?
A 5K marathon? No, I did not do it.
A 5K is a 5K. A marathon is 26 miles.
Jimmy, you're jogging your memory. Well, like, I don't know. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I think you know if you ran a marathon, Jimmy.
I did one for breast cancer awareness.
A marathon?
Not a marathon, but like a walk. Like a charity walk.
A 5K? There's a huge difference between a 5K and a marathon.
Okay, then I haven't done any of those.
26.2 miles, Jimmy. That's
it's a marathon is 21 miles longer, essentially, than a 5K. No, longer than that.
Probably longer than that.
A 5K is like 3.2 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're about 23 miles more.
Say, so you thought after you walked a 5K that you had completed a marathon?
Well, I didn't run. I just walked.
I got you. I'm asking, have you ever said before that you've completed a marathon because you thought you had because you walked a 5K?
I probably did. Even though I didn't.
That is amazing.
I'm impressed. Amazing. I'm impressed for the opposite reason, but I'm very impressed by you, Jimmy.
that is truly amazing.
People are probably like sitting at a dinner table like, man, you ran a marathon. Yeah. Well, you know, I walked part of it. Well, yeah, it's a long race. And Jimmy's just like, yeah.
That is so great. Have you ever completed a marathon? It's like the hardest thing for any athlete to complete. Have you ever completed a marathon? Jimmy's like, well, yeah, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Walked it a little bit.
It's for charity, you know. It's a good thing.
I did a quick marathon.
Yeah. Knocked it out one day. Hung out. Let's get to weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accident and attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is temperatures in the mid to high 70s with a slight chance of rain, partly cloudy, and good weather for marathoning and 5K, Jimmy.
Yeah, how about that? Put 5 or 6 5Ks together, Jimmy. You got yourself a marathon.
Hell yeah.
All right. John Michaels is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I ordered one in February and didn't get it until...
What month?
What month was it?
February.
Huh? What?
February.
Hawk and Crowder.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is the sounds of John Michaels entering the program. By the way, before we get to John Michaels, we have this incredible contest for you. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas plus $20,000. Very easy to enter. Make sure you have the free Odyssey app downloaded. Hopefully you already do. If you don't have it, go to the App Store, download Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Log in if you already have the account, or register if you don't have an account yet. Again, it's free. And then listen to 560 WQAM or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour, and that's your entry for the day. You can do this every day. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Incredible prize. Again, chance for you to win this trip to Vegas plus $20,000. Happens to coincide with a basketball tournament you may be familiar with. So listen to 560 WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd, and it is a national contest. But make sure you are listening to this show for at least an hour every day, and you are entered. John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You can hear him nationally on ESPN Radio as well. You can follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. You listen to this show, you know he's a South Florida guy, even though he lives in Atlanta. And he's a, I don't know, you're a Heat fan over a Hawks fan or no?
Oh, God, yeah. I got a Heat tattoo on my right arm, so of course I'm a Heat fan over a Hawks fan.
Are you surprised that Jimmy Butler is still a member of the Miami Heat right now?
Yeah, 100%. We talked maybe 2 weeks ago, and I would have traded him right then. I understand there has to be a market to trade him. There has to be a bunch of other things that happen to make sure a guy is not in town anymore. But when I watch what's happened with the Miami Heat, and I've watched what's happened with Jimmy Butler, it is nothing short of embarrassing right now. The fact that he's packed up his ball and decided... For both. You know what? The Heat should have seen something like this coming when they acquiesced to him earlier on in the season. They said something about the game against, I guess it was Phoenix in December. There was some kind of change with him going at that point. But the Heat have to figure something out. You know, once he started pouting, once he started whining and everything else, it became really a problem for them. And even trying to get across and having a game going, you know, is he in the lineup today? Is he out of the lineup? I think that's a huge problem for the ball club. And unfortunately, it's shown all year long as they have really struggled. They have not been a team that's played well. They've kind of been inconsistent the whole way. And for Jimmy Butler, it's embarrassing. You're one of the best players in the NBA for a long time. And now you're going to cry and want to whine, and I only want to play here, and I only want to play there, and all this different stuff. It's bad for him, and it's a bad look. And I'll be honest, I've lost a lot of respect for Jimmy Butler as the season has gone along.
Yeah, I said to Crowder yesterday, I think he's going out small. And I right. happen to love him. He's one of my all-time, because you know I'm a Bulls fan as well. He's one of my all-time favorite NBA players because I do like his attitude. I like that he has fun. I like that he's well-rounded. Like, there's so many things I love about Jimmy Butler, and I just feel like he's going out small on this one, and I don't understand why.
I don't either, and that's the thing. Like, what when he said, what was it, 2 weeks ago, I got to get back and find my joy. Like, bro, you make $50 million a year to play basketball in the NBA. What
in Miami?
Exactly
in Miami, by the way, which is not the worst city to be in to find joy.
Right. What joy are you looking for at this point? Like, what is missing that maybe I'm not seeing, that maybe you're not seeing? I get it. You didn't get to have all the players that you wanted on this ball club. They tried. They brought you your buddy. Your buddy didn't work out. Your buddy in Kyle Lowry ended up being part of the reason they're not very good. I mean, let's call it what it is. Kyle Lowry was a piece that you went out and got, and it ended up not being very good. So I don't know what he's upset about. That's the part that annoys me. I don't know where he's upset other than maybe the team is not winning as much as he can. You know how we'd win more, Hawk? How about he play more than 50 games? I mean, how about he be out there for 75 games? How about when the knee is a little bit sore, you go out there and you make an effort? How about play all four quarters and not just in the playoffs? That's part of the problem I have with Jimmy.
Assuming he never dons the Heat uniform again, the Jimmy Butler era in Miami was what?
It's a success. I mean, say what you want. You went to two NBA finals. You went to another Eastern Conference final. I mean, it's nothing short of a success. He was not supposed to come here and give them what he gave them, but he did. He drugged guys like Max Strus and Gabe Vincent and others to an NBA final two different times, which is awesome. This was the best era Miami's had outside of maybe the LeBron and D-Wade era. I mean, Jimmy has done everything that he was supposed to do to make this franchise really good. It's not his fault that they could not get the help that he was looking for, you know, that they could not find different things for him to potentially go out there and win different games. But unfortunately, it's going to be seen as it was a success, and it's going to be seen as he went out as a turncoat. And quite frankly, I don't like him anymore. Quite frankly, I hope he never wins again. I don't want to see any of that happen at this point in time with Jimmy Butler. Go to Phoenix, lose 50 games. Go to Memphis, I would trade him. Truthfully, Hawk, I know he said, I don't want to go to Memphis, I don't want to go to Brooklyn. Whichever one of those places will give me the best package, I'm sending him somewhere where he doesn't want to be, and I'm going to make it super happy to be so.
Trey Young, your guy there in Atlanta, got snubbed, but Tyler Hero goes to the All-Star game. Are people in Atlanta outraged about Trey Young or not so much?
Oh, absolutely. And the worst part, you know who they're outraged about? Tyler Hero. So what I have to do today here on Atlanta Radio is defend Tyler Hero. I said, I get it. You know, your boy has great numbers, Trey Young, but it's a volume situation. He's got worst percentage. He's got, let's see, worst field goal, worst 3-point, worst pretty much everything other than assists. Tyler Hero clears him completely. So why are they mad about Tyler Hero? There also has to do this thing called personality, and Trey Young's personality is not very good. Trey Young's personality is seemingly rubbing a lot of people the wrong way, and this is about the third conversation we've had in Atlanta where this guy hasn't made an all-star team, and it feels like we were defending him the whole way.
Yeah, I wonder, though, the one thing he does have over Tyler Hero is name recognition, right? Like, he's more recognizable across the NBA, Trey Young, than Tyler Hero is.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, Tyler Hero is very popular in Miami, but outside of Miami, I think Tyler Hero is seen a lot of times as the guy that you didn't want. You know, think about it. He was in all those trade rumors for so many years.
Yes.
He had all those different things going on. Yet, you know what Tyler Hero did this year? Unlike Jimmy Butler, he didn't pout. He didn't whine. He didn't want to take his ball and go home. He got better, and he's having the best season he's ever had.
Are you going to Radio Row in New Orleans?
No. That 5 a.m. wake up in New Orleans time was not going to work. And most radio stations now, if your team aren't in it, they're not doing a budget. Should I ask, are you guys going?
No, not even close. Well, Josh Appel is going, and so he's going to be our correspondent there. Crowder will be there for the pivot. Crowder's at the Pro Bowl games right now in Orlando. But Crowder will be there with the pivot, but he's not going to be on Radio Row. So, no, we officially are not on Radio Row, although – we'll have boots on the ground with Crowder and Josh Appel in New Orleans. So,
you know,
the
last Radio Row I went to was because it was here. It was in Atlanta. Like that. It's just not really a thing like it was
as we were coming up. Like, I've only been to three in the last decade. One in New Orleans the end of the 2012 season when the Falcons lost in the NFC Championship game. We had already planned to be there, so they were like, all right, you're going either way. One, obviously, in Houston when the Falcons were in the Super Bowl, and then when it was here. And I went to our program director the other day. I go, what do we need to do to go to Radio Row? They were like, what value would that add? I said, I don't know. We get to talk to like 50 Hall of Famers. I would think that would be pretty damn cool.
Fun.
But
yeah, there's energy. It's fun. It's a good week of shows. Yeah.
I think it comes down to? What can be sold and what value does the customer get out of it? I don't think us being there holds the value it once did.
100%. Who do you like in the Super Bowl? I've been saying to Crowder and Solana, you know, to me, Patrick Mahomes is Michael Jordan. I am not betting against Michael Jordan, even though I did a couple times. Not during this postseason. I've ridden KC during the postseason, but I am not betting against KC.
Never. I'm taking Kansas City. Couple of things on that. One, I truthfully think that Philadelphia, top to bottom, is the more talented team than Kansas City. Like, if you look at the Chiefs and the Eagles roster and go man for man, you probably take 40 of the 53 players from Philadelphia and put them on the team. Like, that's the way you go with that route. But when you're talking about Patrick Mahomes and you're talking about Andy Reid against Nick Sirianni, I just think those are two gigantic mismatches. I'm not sure that anybody can stop Patrick Mahomes if a game is on the line, save Tampa Bay in the COVID year when half of, you know, his offensive line was hurt. And then Andy Reid is just such a genius to sit there and call plays and come up with the right plays. And like, I'll even use the fourth down or the third down against Buffalo at the end of the game. If any other coach runs the football, punts it, and goes, all right, we're going to pray we can get a stop. Not Andy Reid. They call play action pass and throw it to Samaje Perine, the last guy on the roster you think that's going to get the ball. So I'm going there. And then my last part, after watching all these idiots in Philadelphia walking up to Commanders fans, snatching hats off their head, running around them, acting like they're going to jump them, I hope nothing but bad things to the people up there. They don't deserve a Super Bowl. They don't deserve the team that they have. They don't deserve anything at this point in time.
They really are the worst people. My wife's from Philly and all her family's still there. And they are the worst, not her family, but that Philly fan base, they feed off it. Like, the right. Worse they are, they feed off it. And it really is staggering when you see some of these videos.
The crappy part, it's a mob mentality. They walk up 10 on one. Yeah. Now, I know myself, I have a really quick temper. And, you know, if you grab a hat off the top of my head,
that's a fighting move, right? I mean, when someone snatches your hat, like, your initial reaction, you don't even know the size of the guy who did it because that guy was facing the other way. But that's like a severe disrespect move.
The problem with that is you turn around and my first inkling is probably going to be to put fist up and probably start swinging. Well, what happens? You do that. Now you got Saul and Vinny and Cousin Ed and everybody, and you're getting jumped and you're getting your ass kicked in a Philadelphia parking lot. So nothing good can come from that. I hope Kansas City wins. And the bad thing is I actually like the Eagles team. Like, that team is put together. My God, could the Dolphins ever get a team like that where they run the football and they've got giant offensive linemen and the D-line gets after business? That part of Philadelphia is good. The one thing I don't like is their fan base, and they're going to get what they deserve, and hopefully that's more disappointment in a Super Bowl.
And Saquon, you got to root for Saquon, right?
Absolutely. In any other year, and I was talking about this on ESPN Radio last week, I said in any other year, this guy's the MVP of the NFL. But we haven't had an MVP of the NFL that's a running back in almost a decade. And, you got to go back some time. And when Lamar Jackson goes 41 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, Josh Allen kind of wills Buffalo to an AFC championship game, and quarterback has won the award again for a long – I think Adrian Peterson might have been the last one to win MVP that was a running back, and that's when he ran for 2,095 yards. You're just not going to see it happen. But Barkley transformed Philadelphia from pretty damn good to absolutely fantastic.
10 years from now, when you're doing radio and you're talking about the greatest coach-quarterback combo ever, will you be talking about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes or Bill Belichick and Tom Brady?
Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And the only reason – I might not do that is if Andy Reid, after a three-peat, goes, you know what, I've had enough. I'm going to go home and relax. But you think about 7 years that Patrick Mahomes has been in the NFL. I think it's 7 years. They've been to the AFC Championship game every single time. They've been now to, this will be their fifth Super Bowl. They have a chance to go 4 out of 6, 3 in a row. There's nothing like it. And Mahomes is absolutely the boogeyman. Like, when he has the black cloak and he's got the dagger and he's walking out and the spooky music's playing, you're dead. Like, it's over. If he gets the ball with time on the clock to go win a football game, he's going to go win it. And I think they're better than New England already. I also think they're cleaner than New England was. And I think that when you have that conversation a decade from now, that's going to be the difference of that situation.
How are you going to watch the Super Bowl, by the way? I've come to this thing, you know, I'm 55 years old now. I like to watch it alone. When I say alone, with my wife. My son's up at college. I'm not going to a friend's house. I'm not inviting anybody over. I just like to watch it by myself with my bets and my pizza or whatever we have. How are you going to watch the game?
I will be actually working ESPN Radio from 6 to 10.
Oh, really?
So I've got a... Yeah, in my studio, I've got a TV in there, so I'll be in there by myself doing some radio, looking out, watching.
So what do you
think
you're going to do? Have you thought about how that show is going to go? You're just going to react to the game as it happens?
Yeah, they do. So we do a primetime show, which is basically reacting to whatever's happening. They'll have a bunch of guests probably popping on, a bunch of different sound bites that they'll have. Normally, we'll have a correspondent at halftime, stuff like that. And outside of that, it's just reacting to the game, how it's going. Maybe beforehand, we do maybe a half hour preview or so. But the remainder of it's just locking in and, you know, paying attention to the game, reacting. It's going to be tough. I've never actually worked on Super Bowl Sunday, like never once.
It sounds fun, though.
Something.
You know what? Like, I always like any. They ask me, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? And I always say no. Like, I don't want to do any stuff during games. I want to watch. That actually sounds fun.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, I don't have a rooting interest, so it makes it easier. Like, if the Dolphins or the Falcons were in it, no chance. I'm going to be somewhere, you know, posted up watching the game. Typically, I watch the game by myself. If I have people over, I don't like people. Like, we talked about this during the national title game. There's, like, multiple different kinds of fans. I don't want the guy or the girl that wants to ask me 7,000 questions that really doesn't know the game. I also don't want the guy that's going to be the I told you so guy on every play. Yeah, I told you. They're not in cover three. Or the guy that's going to, you know, he's the offensive game planner. You know, if they would have ran screen right there, they would have won that. They would have had a big play there. And those are the people that normally show up at your house. So I like to watch alone. I've turned into an old grumpy 50-year-old. Kind of think is how that all goes down.
You know who I hate? I hate non-gambling guy who's a gambling expert. So they don't gamble, but they go, oh, you should have bet that there was going to be a touchdown on that play. Oh, really? Uh-huh. Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
I should have. Is that what I should have done? Yeah.
We call that guy hindsight guy because everything. Yeah. Oh, if I was gambling, I would have called tails. I'm telling you.
Right. They make it seem like it's so easy. And I go, if it is so easy, why wouldn't you gamble then? Because then it's not a gamble for you. It's like everything that you ever get wrong. They're like, oh, no. Why did you think the Panthers weren't going to score 6 goals tonight? I don't know. Right. If you were so certain that they were, why didn't you put $1 million on it? Oh,
sure. Is Jimmy Butler a member of the Heat by next Thursday?
I don't think there's much of a market for him. This is the weirdest thing. I was certain he'd be gone. And the more I'm reading stuff from Anthony Chang and Barry Jackson and Ira Winderman and the national guys as well, it just doesn't seem like there's a ton of offers. So they're not just going to if they're just going to give him away, they would just tell him to sit. I don't know. I'm getting more and more confused about how this is actually going to end.
I'm almost, and I don't like Bradley Beal with the contract and everything else, but I also don't.
You cannot.
Yeah, I agree, but I also don't buy into the 2026. We're going to have all this cap space, and suddenly we're getting Luka Doncic. It's not happening. That's just not the way that the league works anymore. You have to trade for pieces. I'm taking anything I can get at this point that attaches some draft choices to it, because the Heat have done really well drafting over the last few years. If I can get, I don't know. I'm just going to throw – if I get Andrew Wiggins and a pick or Andrew Wiggins a first and a second, I'm doing it. If I get, you know, what's the guy, Jonathan Kuminga and a first, I'm doing it. At this point, just end this soap opera. Let this guy go find his joy, whatever that may be, and let us go back to building a nice, fun, young team and put one more piece around him.
John Michaels, you hear him morning, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You will hear him Super Bowl evening on ESPN Radio nationally. Follow John on Twitter as well, John Michaels U, the letter U. Thank you as always, John. Have a great weekend.
Anytime, Hawk.
There you go, John Michaels. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, what do you think about today's show so far?
It stinks.
Hawk and Crowder.